Hello and welcome to episode 356 of Audio Tales. Welcome back, Jeff and Caesar Caesar on the podcast tonight.
What's going on?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Pretty good.
All right, cool deal. All right, Jeff, what were your thoughts of the week 10 here of NFL here that just happened here?
It's been an interesting week. I haven't really been watching the game tonight, but I've been following along ever so slightly. I was not expecting
Same here, yeah.
You know, there's a couple I wasn't expecting the turnout for the Ravens game yesterday. Glad to see it, but didn't expect that.
Yeah,
it doesn't surprise me about Dallas, you know, that kind of upsets me, but whatever. Come on, Giants, keep your shit together. Come on, Brad. Can't even show up to defend your team.
Right.
No, I was joking. I hope he's having a good time down in Cali. No, there's a couple wild, you know, I was flipping back and forth through the channels between a couple of those games, ending in that Steelers game. I didn't like it. You know, it doesn't surprise me. Big win for Seattle. You know, I was hoping that they would do better, but they still won. You know, good job, Vikings. You know, hell of a game. Five in a row now for the Vikings, something like that.
Five in a row, yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's pretty nice. Pretty nice to see. Hopefully Hurts, his late knees getting a little bit better. No more issues with that. And on to week 11, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Right. So, what are your thoughts, week 10 there?
The Lions winning against the Chargers, a game-winning field goal by Patterson. They're 7-2 now. That's pretty good for them. They keep it rolling. Seahawks beating the Commanders, game-winning field goal there too. Lots of game-winning field goals, actually. Cardinals beat the Falcons, game-winning field goal there.
Uh-huh.
Browns beat the Ravens, game-winning field goal there.
Yeah.
Steelers beat the Packers, such as Packers. yeah, the Vikings won against the Saints. We took out Derek Carr, but Winston made it a game until the end. He threw two interceptions in the fourth quarter, and yeah, we got away with the win. Been on the Broncos. Sunday night football was pretty boring. 16-12. Raiders won against the Jets. And yeah, right now the Broncos have the lead against the Bills with like 5 minutes left of the game in the fourth quarter. Josh Allen has thrown two picks in the game. I don't know what he's doing, but yeah, he.
Well, did you hear about Josh Allen today?
He should just get this win.
No.
Josh Allen, apparently signed a new deal with McDonald's.
Really?
$13 an hour after the season ends.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Sorry. I had to. I heard that earlier today, and that gave me a good laugh.
I knew Joe was coming at some McDonald's. I was like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
sorry to interrupt, Caesar. I just thought that was fun.
Oh, no, it's all good. And, yeah, bring on week 11, I guess.
There you go. Well, for me, Hawks winning was awesome because even though Geno Smith played like shit for 58 minutes of the game, then he played well in the last 2 minutes of the game. I guess that's what matters, I guess. But he had two fourth down penalties in the first half, the solid drives. And then he had a intentional grounding penalty to end the first half, which cost us a chance to get a field goal. He's had some bad throws, and then the second half, he played like he was awesome. Like, I don't know. He's just, no thank you. But we got the win, though, at least, so that's good. Beyond that, though, I enjoyed watching the Browns beat the Ravens. Because I always love when they lose. And Chargers Lions game was awesome. It was 41-30 game, awesome game to watch. Beyond that, though, I didn't really care about anything else pretty much besides that. So, yeah. All right. Well, as of right now, our NFL pick count, we have the non-podcast group. We have last, we have Brian Deese, 87 points, and Joe, 92 points. And then as far as we all picked the same game tonight, so we'll get the same amount of points, whatever happens here. But last to first, we have Brad with 88, then Jeff, 93, Caesar, 95, and me with 97. So it's still pretty close between me, Jeff, and Caesar. Not Brad, though, because he's a little behind there a little bit. But
yep.
All right, Jeff. Yep. All right, we'll start with Jeff here. Actually, a very decent game Thursday Night Football for once. You got the Bengals at the Ravens.
Ooh, Bengals at the Ravens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go Ravens with this one. I think after their loss this last weekend, they're going to be kind of, especially being at home, it's going to help them. Bengals didn't look amazing. I mean, I watched a portion of that game. They didn't look great. I think this is going to be a very, very good game, but I'm fearful that the Ravens, I'll be rooting for the Bengals, but I think the Ravens will pull it out and win this one.
Yeah, I agree with that one. Caesar?
Ravens lost to the Browns. Bengals lost to the Texans. Both teams need a win to stay up in the AFC North. I'm gonna pick the Ravens just because they're at home. But I won't count the Bengals out of it. I wouldn't be surprised if they won, but I think the Ravens will win this game.
Yeah, I agree. I have them win at home just because they're home, but game gets on Cincinnati, then I think the Bengals actually is in Baltimore, so I got them to win this game, but we'll see how that one goes. Brett has Ravens as well. Shocker. You know, he likes John Harbaugh and all that stuff. He likes that coach. And then Deese has the Ravens as well. So, all right, Caesar, we have Pittsburgh at Cleveland, an AFC North matchup.
Ooh, I'm going to go the Browns on this one. It's at home. They do play better at home, and Myles Garrett's probably going to sack Kenny Pickett like twice or maybe three times. Who knows? But, go Browns.
All right. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm saying Browns all the way on this one because they're at home. They're playing fairly well. I hope that he sacks Kenny Pickett a couple dozen times. You know, let's go for the record for a game. I mean, can you get seven in a game, eight game? Let's go for it, guys. But, yeah, Browns all the way. I mean, we can't let the Steelers keep on winning like this. They're going to find themselves in a decent spot going into the end of the season.
Well, Brett has their Browns win as well. But I'm going with the Steelers in this one. Pittsburgh always finds a way to win every game this year. They find a way to win a lot against out of their ass. So I think they'll do it again. So with their defense, they have some good offensive pieces there as well. But we'll see how it goes there. And Ryan Deese has the Browns as well. So I'm on my own there. All right. Jeff, we have Arizona at Houston this week.
Oh, I'm going to take Houston. Murray came back. Yep. They won a game, but Houston's been playing very, very well. I'll take Houston by 10.
Yeah, I agree. Houston's a really good team this year. They come out of nowhere, so it's awesome to see them play well this year for once. That's awesome. Caesar, what do you think?
I got the Texans winning this game. CJ Stroud should take care of business. Kyler Murray being back doesn't really matter to me. Even though they beat the Falcons, that's only their second win. So yeah. They'll have a big time struggle against the Texans. So yeah.
All right. And Brad has Houston as well. And Deese has Houston as well.
Bills have the lead now.
Caesar, I'll do that. There you go.
Yeah, 22-21 now.
Oof, there you go. Close game there. All right. Caesar, we have Titans at Jacksonville.
I'm going to go Jacksonville. They're at home, and they're the better team. Trevor Lawrence is going to have a pretty good game. So, yeah. And ETN all as right, well.
All right. Bounce back game for them. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Jeff, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to follow Caesar on this one. I think Tennessee should have won this last weekend. Or Jacksonville, sorry. Jacksonville should have won this last weekend.
They got stumped, but yeah.
Yeah, I still think they should have won. Okay. Etienne's, how do you say his name? Etienne. He's pretty damn good. I was kind of surprised, Trevor Lawrence. I didn't realize that he was that good.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I'll take them in a fairly kind of. I don't think it's gonna be a blowout by any means. Probably kind of a close, low scoring game.
Yeah, I have Jacksonville as well, but I don't think it'll be close as well. I agree with you, Jeff. But yeah, Jacksonville would win this game as well. And Brad has the Jags as well, and so does Deese. All right, Jeff, we have a great matchup here on the road. The Raiders at Miami.
Ooh, Raiders at Miami. Yep. I'm taking Miami because they're at home.
Right. Yeah.
I think they're a better team. But yeah, they're with them being at home, it I don't think this will be a great game. I think it'll be a blowout on Miami's end. But you know, Raiders, hey, you're all brand new. Let's see what happens.
Exactly. And did you see what Pierce said yesterday? Pierce said it after the game yesterday.
No.
And he said, "I'm not a dummy. I know who my best player is. Who my best player is. Like I know how to throw to." Adam, so he took a shot at McDaniels, I guess, on his way out yesterday, so that was pretty funny.
Huh, that is kind of funny.
I was like, yeah, okay. He's got some spice to him a little bit. I like that. Yeah. All right, Caesar, who do you have in this game?
Yeah, I got the Dolphins in this game. They're at home. Tua's probably going to have a really good game. Waiters. Adam Cowell's pretty good, but he's not better than Tua, so yeah, go Dolphins.
I got Miami winning this game as well. I'm probably in about 10 to 17 point margin here.
Oh, yeah, I'll be that way too, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And Brett has Miami as well, and so does Deese. All right, Caesar, we have Dallas at Carolina.
Oh, yeah, Dallas will win easily. Fortunately for the Panthers, they just continue to suck all this season.
Yeah.
Bryce Young, I don't even. He's not really that good. He's an Alabama quarterback. So, but yeah, Cowboys. Probably going to be a blowout in Carolina. So, yeah. Get your paper bags right. Out, Carolina Panther fans.
All right. All right, Jeff.
I will be rooting very, very hard for Carolina Panthers, but I think for the first time since doing this podcast, even I will be taking the Cowboys. I mean, it's just borderline undeniable at this point, you know, that they are going to win.
Yeah.
Go Carolina, but yeah, it's probably going to be a massive blowout.
Yep. And also, interesting thing here that Fox is sending Aaron Andrews and the E-team over to this game, which I don't know why, because it's a bad game, so I don't know. But it's Cowboys, so why, you know, you might as well bring them over to the game, I guess, you know? I don't know.
Huh, that's weird. That's kind of weird they'd be going to that game of all of them this week.
It's fucking Cowboys. That's why the Cowboys, everything Cowboys, you know. I thought I guess, but yeah. All right. Well, Brent has Dallas as well, as do I. So does Ryan Deese as well. I didn't get Joe's picks yet, but I'll get his later on. But all right. Jeff, we have the Bears at the Lions here. Might be a good game here, maybe.
Bears at the Lions? Well, yeah. I'm taking Lions by 20 on this one. To me, they're a way better team than the Bears are.
Yeah.
You know, they're on, how many games did you say? 7-game win streak?
Well, they're 7-2, but.
Seven and two. That's what I meant. I'll take Lions all day on this one.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. Caesar, who do you got?
Yeah, I'm going Lions. The Bears are going to have a long day stopping the Lions offense. St. Brown's going to have a pretty good game. I'm in Ross St. Brown. Yeah. He's going to have a good game.
Yeah. Yeah. I have the Lions as well. This game won't. I don't think it'll be close, but most NFL games are close most of the time. So we'll see how this one is. But Brad has them as well, the Lions, and so does Deese. All right, Caesar, we have the Chargers at the Packers.
I'm gonna go Chargers because Herbert's better than Love. Chargers by. Probably as a touchdown in this game. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Jeff, who do you have in this one?
I'm taking Chargers as well. I think we're going to be more than by a touchdown. I think they're just more of a complete team, and they should have had a better week last week, but shit happens. I'll take Chargers by probably 10-14.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, same here. I have them win this game as well. This is a better offense, and defensively they're about the same, but there's a better offense, so I'll take them as well on the road. And Brad has them as well, Chargers to win this game. And Deese has the Packers, surprisingly. That's why he's in last place, but that's picking the Packers on that one. All right. Jeff, we have the Giants at the Commanders.
Ooh. Oh my god!
I'm taking the Commanders on this one. They're just a better team. I mean, I'm sorry, Brad, but Giants are not what I would call impressive this year. It'll be Commanders by probably a significant amount.
Yeah, the Giants are like a free win for everyone who plays in this year, basically. So
yes,
yep. All right, Caesar, who do you have in this one?
Yeah, I'm going Commanders as well. They're the better team. Sam Howell is probably going to have a pretty good game. Giants defense isn't shit. This is going to be the shitball of the week, in my opinion. Yeah, because it's Commanders, Giants. But, yeah, go Commanders.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, them as well. And to win this game. By at least 10 or 14 points, I think. Brad has them as well, surprisingly. The Commanders can win this game. Yeah. And Deese has them as well, so Queens have won that one as well. All right, Caesar, we have the Buccaneers at the Niners.
Got the Niners. Pretty easily. Probably close though. We'll see. But yeah, the Niners will win this game. Purdy will go off.
All right. There you go. Right, yep. Jeff, who do you have in that one?
Not close. Niners by 35.
All right. Well, NFL games are pretty close for the most part, except for one or two.
Yeah, no, I know. It won't be, but it's going to be a blowout. If not my points, then my stats.
There you go. I'm picking Niners as well, but not by 35. Definitely. But Brad has the Niners as well to win this game, and so does Deese. All right. Another bad game, I think. Jeff, we have the Jets at the Bills.
I'll take Bills. Hesitantly. Right. I might even change my thoughts later this week. But, yeah, they're
– okay.
Yeah, I'll take the Bills hesitantly.
I have the Bills as well, but I don't look at it, but we'll see how it goes. Caesar, who do you have in this one, Caesar?
Yeah, I got the Bills as well. maybe the Jets will win this game. Maybe.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, the Bills will win, hopefully.
All right. And Brent has the Bills as well, and so does. Actually, Deese has the Jets. So there you go. All right. And finally, we have the last game before prime time. We have the Seattle Seahawks at the Rams. Caesar, who do you have in that one?
I got the Seahawks on the road. You know, should have a good game, but if he sucks, then I don't know. I heard that Stafford might come back for the Rams.
He is back now. Yeah, he's back.
He is back with the Rams. Okay. I think it'll matter. I think the Seahawks defense will step up big time and sack him a few times.
Yep.
I agree. Yeah. Yep. Go Seahawks.
All right, there we go. All right, yep. Jeff, who do you have?
I'm taking the Seahawks as well. However, I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any means. Seahawks better play their butts off. Geno needs to make, especially if Stafford's back, Geno really needs to make some good decisions. No stupid mistakes and whatnot. I'll take Seahawks by 5.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have the Hawks as well. Maybe by touchdown at the most. So it'll be a close game. Brett has the Hawks as well, so there you go. And then Deese has the Hawks as well. All right, Jeff, we have Sunday night football. We have the Vikings at the Broncos.
Oh, I'm going to take the Vikings on this one. We're going to go 6 in a row. Yes. Broncos, I only watched a tiny bit of the game. However, the Bills are the team that we thought that they are. So, you know, I'm going to say Dobbs and the Vikings are going to go for another one. Big win over Little Russ.
Yeah.
Little Russ. I like that. That's funny. All right.
Little Russ.
Excuse me. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, I'm going Vikings as well. 6 in a row. Suck it, Russ. Looks like the Broncos are going to win this game against the Bills, though. Game-winning field goal, and it's no good. Oh, my goodness.
Missed the field goal. They lost. That's
fine. There's a flag, though. But Vikings win this game pretty easily. I hope it's a blowout. Suck it, Russ. Yeah. Dobbs for the win. Yeah.
There you go. I have them as well. There's no Kirk Cousins in prime time, so nothing to worry about there. So.
Hi. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Definitely. And so what's the flags on? Is it on the Broncos or is it on the Buffalo Bills?
I think it's on the Bills.
On the Bills? Oh, wow.
They had too many men on the field.
Oh, my God.
So the Broncos will weak kick it.
Oh, my God. All right.
Let's see. Let's see. Will Lutz. The 36-yard field goal.
Okay.
And it's good.
And it's win. Wow. Unbelievable. Wow. Okay.
Bills, what the fuck?
It's going to be a long week in Buffalo this week, I think. Oh, my God. After that penalty. Wow. Okay.
Is there...
Brad has Vikings as well, and then Deese has them as well. All right, and finally we have Monday Night Football. Must watch game next week. This week, I mean, we got the Eagles at the Chiefs. Caesar, who do you have in this one?
I'm gonna go Eagles on this one. Mahomes hasn't been playing all that well, even though they've been winning. Jalen Hurts has been playing, you know, up and down all season. I think Hurts and the Eagles will top the Chiefs and win this game on the road. So, yeah, go Eagles.
All right. Jeff, who do you have in this one?
Oh, I'm nervous. This is probably my third most nervous game of the season, right behind the two Dallas games. Yeah. I'm taking Philly in this one. It's going to be a battle. Like Caesar, I think that Philly's just looking, they're kind of hitting on all cylinders. The Chiefs aren't the same Chiefs that they were last year, in my opinion. They are good. I won't take that away from them. But
I don't know. Let's see what happens. Big win. Come on, boys.
Yep. I got Philly as well, just because I have Mahomes as my quarterback all year in fantasy, and he hasn't done shit this year. And they played good enough to win each game, but they aren't like dominant as they once were, as you said. They weren't as good as they once were. So they're definitely beatable. And so is Philadelphia. Philadelphia has the same issue too, though. They played good enough to win every game this year, but they haven't done anything like that as well. They've been a little off this year as well. So we'll see how it goes. But I have them as winning this game as well. It'll be a close game, though, I think. We'll see. And Deeth has the Chiefs to win, and Brad has the Eagles to win. So there you go. All right, Jeff, what's your thoughts coming up for week 11?
Oh, we need, come on, Dallas. I need a big loss there. I need Eagles to come out and have a real big win. It'd be nice to see the Vikings be a solid. They'd be number two for the seeds, wouldn't they?
No.
Are you sure?
That'd be.
No, the Lions sure. would be. Yeah, the Lions would be. Okay, well, come on, Vikings. Let's have a good one. Let's get in there. Actually, though, Detroit, I wouldn't mind seeing you winning again. Seattle needs to play really damn well this week that you guys can do it, but play your goddamn guts out. Let's have the Niners have another loss.
Amen to that. Mm-hmm. All right. Caesar, your thoughts?
Can the Lions get their eighth win of the season? We'll see. It's against the Bears. Good luck, Bears. Can the Seahawks get another win? I'm sure they will. The Rams. Vikings on Sunday Night Football in Denver. Dobbs versus Russell Wilson. Can't wait for that. Let's go Vikings in that one. Suck at Russ. go Eagles. Fuck the Chiefs. can't stand it. Can't really stand the Chiefs anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Mahomes and Kelsey's a pretty good tight end. He's just this personality is kind of weird. For me. He's a fucking tool. Kelsey versus Kelsey in that one. And Cowboys probably gonna blow out the Panthers, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Adam Thielen, at least. That's about it. Other than that, suck at Panthers. That's about it, yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. Well, I'm thinking the Seahawks, go Hawks, beat the Rams this week. Bengals, Ravens should be a fun one to watch on Thursday Night Football, which I can watch that one. Beyond that, that's pretty much it. Except for second Mahomes and second Russ. So there you go. All right. Now we go to food corner here. This first one here is from Ryan Lund. So I'll ask one to Jeff first. What is the best place in your city and why? For wings, I should say. For wings. And why?
For wings?
Yeah.
I'm not a huge wing guy, to be honest with you. My default, I like them. I'll say my wife's, to be honest with you. I like you, but otherwise, the extent of my wings is usually like buffalo. I mean, I will say I've had them at the Viking, and they were very tasty. They were very good.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, my two favorite spots to go for the wings is Buffalo Wild Wings and Marketplace Pizza also in Nevada or up there as well.
I've heard theirs are good. I've never had them over there.
Oh yeah, they're really good. Yeah, and Ryan's is his go-to place is B-Dubs as well for him as well. Is B-Dubs is his place to go. Yeah, Caesar, your place to go for wings.
Well, here in Minnesota, there's like two places that I like to go and get wings. Pub 42, right by my house. and Malone's in Maple Grove, Minnesota. They have firecracker wings, and they're really damn good.
Spicy
every time. Oh yeah, they're spicy, but not like really spicy. But yeah, they're pretty hot. But yeah, they're pretty good. I'm a wings guy. Yeah, I'll have wings every now and then. Yeah.
Yeah, me too, definitely. All right, Caesar, this is from me. What is your favorite type of fair food, or fair, or or food events, or your favorite type of food to go for that kind of stuff? Caesar.
What? What was the question?
What is your favorite type of fair type food? F-A-I-R.
Like, is this a state fair? Okay, yeah. Sure. I like a footlong hot dog.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, with ketchup and onion. Oh. Yeah.
All right. Jeff, what's your favorite type of fair food?
I'm going to say the New York Italian style sausage.
Ooh, there you go. Well, I'm going to skip dinner, lunch. I'm going to go to dessert, and we're going to go with the classic of mine, funnel cake with strawberries, fresh strawberries, powdered sugar, and whipped cream on top. That's all I need for that, basically. It's a good funnel cake. Or elf in here is also good, too, but I like funnel cakes the best. All right, Jeff, this one is from Joe. What is the one food that you hesitated to eat at first, but love it to this day?
Oysters,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a few of those before. They aren't bad, you know.
I absolutely love them. My dad, growing up, I did not want them, but my dad made me take one bite every time he had them. And yeah. I just eat one. And now I can eat them every day.
Did you have those over on the coast recently?
Yes, I did. I had a bunch of them over there. Yeah, they were, oh my God, like I said, they're by far my favorite food.
Awesome. All right, Caesar?
You said food that you didn't like at first, but then now you like it?
Sure, yes. Basically the same. Yeah, basically that. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I didn't like shrimp at first, but now I do. It's been a yearly tradition to have it during New Year's Day.
My
family and I. So awesome. Yeah, there's shrimp and then crab legs and shrimp and crab legs at least. Yeah,
I love shrimp. I've always loved shrimp. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Seafood in general. There's not much seafood I don't fucking love.
There's only one thing I don't like about seafood, and that's mussels. Those are disgusting to me.
See, I like mussels. Yeah, mussels.
You do.
Scallops, oh, yeah.
Interesting. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, for me, my food that I don't like at first, but I love now is potato salad. Because which I've had it before was I had gagged, but then after that, maybe 20 years later, I liked it. So I can actually like it now, though. But it was bad for a while for me, though, but I like it
No,
now.
I get that, Ozzy. When I was a little kid, I wasn't a big fan of it. And now as an adult, I absolutely love it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. All right. This one is a little weird to myself, but I'll ask this to Jeff first. This is from Ryan Deese. Do you prefer cornbread or cinnamon rolls with chili? Is the caveat there.
Cinnamon rolls, 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
I never had it with chili, though, before, so I don't
know. Growing up, that's all we had. I'd hear about people having cornbread, and I was like, what? No, you have cinnamon rolls.
Oh.
You have saltine crackers with butter on them, cinnamon rolls, and chili. That is the hearty winter meal.
All right, well, I love cinnamon rolls. I do. I never had them with chili, though, so I can't really say it, so I have to say with cornbread, but cornbread with chili is really good. I love cornbread. And Caesar, your thoughts on that?
What was it?
Would you have either cornbread or cinnamon rolls with chili?
Cornbread or cinnamon rolls? I'd have cinnamon rolls because I don't like cornbread. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of it either, Caesar. Not at all.
You're missing out then. You're missing out, unfortunately.
It's kind of a weird texture.
Really? Okay. I enjoy it. That's all right. And lastly, we have one from Bree. I'll ask this one to Caesar first. What type of nuts, when kept in large groups, can spontaneously combust?
Almonds.
All right. Jeff?
Well, what you got to think, to spontaneous combust, that means you're generating heat. That means that most nuts, when you store them, they won't degrade, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
I'm going with cashews.
All right. Close. It was kind of in the same area, but it is pistachios.
Really?
Pistachios? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Either. I went with a walnut, but it definitely wasn't. Yeah. No, it didn't work out. All right. We go to random question of the night. I'll ask this one. This is from myself first. I'll ask this one to Caesar. I'm watching Friends right now. Season 4, almost season 5. But I'll ask this to you.
Okay.
Who is your all-time favorite Friends character? Just one. Your favorite one of all time.
Favorite all-time Friends character.
Yep.
That one's kind of tough. I like Joey and Monica, but if I were to pick just one, I would go Monica because it's Courtney Cox and she's hot. She still is to this day. Go. Doesn't matter how old she is. I would say Jennifer Aniston as well, but yeah, I like Courtney Cox, Monica.
All right. So. Yeah, she's a good character.
Yeah, Monica. Yeah, you too.
Monica. All right. Jeff, who do you have in this one?
Does this have to be an original five, or can it be any character from the show?
Anyone you like. You like, doesn't matter.
Because, I mean, my all, you know, Chandler was amazing. Gunther was awesome. But my all-time favorite was I loved Gunther. But no, my all-time favorite was Brad Pitt. Yeah. When Brad Pitt came
on. Like a one episode?
Where he was the Ross's old fat friend, and him and Rachel just end up having it out for, I mean, just like hated each other. To me, I can just see so much of just like his cocky, smug attitude, like Brad Pitt's with how he was to like, really, to these people. Like it was, and then when he found out that Ross and Rachel had a kid together, it was amazing.
Yeah definitely.
It's a classic episode.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to get to that one again. I haven't seen that in a while, but I'll get there in the future. But, my favorite is Rachel, just for obvious reasons. I just love seeing her in her tight skirts and jeans. But she's also a really funny and good friend as well on this show. But my least favorite is pretty obvious for me, but who's your least favorite character on that show?
Mine?
Yeah.
Probably Janice, to be honest with you.
Oh, God, that laugh. Oh.
Yes. Yeah, it reminds me of the nanny.
Oh, I love Nanny. Yeah, I love the Fran Drescher. Yeah, Fran.
Yeah.
All right. Caesar, who's your least favorite Friends character?
I'm going with Janice, too, because of the laugh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going with the core five. Going with Mr. Ross Geller. He's just kind of annoying to me sometimes.
I love how whiny he is.
Oh, that's why I like him.
That's the reason why I like Ross. Yeah. No, and I like him.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Phoebe's a favorite, too. Just her wild outfits.
She has some great one-liners also on this show.
Yeah, definitely.
I love Phoebe the Buffet. Yeah. All right. This is from Brie. I'll swing to Jeff first, so Susan can think about this one. What goal do you want to set your what goal do you want to accomplish in the next few years, Jeff?
Oh, what goal would I like to accomplish in the next few years?
Yep.
I have a couple of professional goals, but I'm not going to get into those. It would just be too complicated to explain. But no, I would like mainly yard work and shit around the house. I would like to replace my fence along the back and my two kind of front fence, and then rip out a bunch of sod and put gravel down on the side of my driveway to make for more areas. Oh, even more importantly, I would like to purchase a boat.
What kind of boat?
One that preferably one that floats. If it does,
like
we can
a
work on
boat
that.
Or
I'm back and forth. I would like something with an outboard motor. Possibly pontoon, but also quite possibly a fishing boat. They're just expensive.
Yeah.
But yeah, either way, an aluminum hull or pontoon hull.
There you go. All right, Scissor, how about you?
Goals for the next few years. Well, just continuing on with my life, pretty much, maybe find a new job sooner or later, the next few years. Yeah.
Okay.
Find a new job, possibly. Find a girlfriend and you know, go on dates with her and go from there, and other stuff is just enjoy life and maybe see a Vikings Super Bowl win.
Well, that might be a little off there, but that's okay.
We'll see.
you never know. You never know. But, for me, I was one goal, keep losing more weight. I lost, a lot of weight here in the last year, I'm down 4 pant sizes in the last year as well. So just keep at it, and I'll be down to good weight here shortly. Yeah. That's my goal as well, to lose some more weight there.
Nice.
Cool.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I feel good though. I feel really good. I feel a lot lighter, and I feel really, really well now. So it feels good. Yes. All right. This one is, actually, I'll ask this one last. This is from Brad. You always go with Brad last. So, Jeff, what is your question here for us tonight here?
Sorry. I really did not think of one, and I wasn't really thinking of one as we're coming on right now. Okay, here, I do got one. Following the Friends theme, but not necessarily with Friends itself.
Okay.
And not anything that's on TV currently. Who is your all-time favorite sitcom character?
So a show that's not on right now, but one from the past, basically.
Yeah.
All right, Caesar, go ahead.
I'm gonna go Joey from Friends.
Okay,
he's just hilarious. Okay.
Joey's awesome.
Yeah. I have to go with Pam Beasley from The Office.
She's such
I love her sass the best. She's just so sassy all the time.
Yeah.
How about you, Jeff?
I'm tied between I'm gonna go with Creed from The Office.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's a little
dark
horse there. I like him.
Well, I mean, he's just if you look at the character, the way that it's written and his one liners and with what he contributes to the show without being a major part of the show. Oh my God, he's amazing. You know, otherwise, the close second would be Andy Dwyer.
Oh, really? The Office?
No, from Parks and Rec. Andy from Dwyer from Parks and Rec.
Okay.
He'd be up there too.
Or even
Wilson from Home Improvement.
Ooh, the neighbor. Okay, there you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Caesar, are you old enough to remember that show?
Home Improvement. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I've watched that show before. Yeah.
There you go. I watched the whole series, but yeah. It is really good. Besides Pam, I go with Kramer from Seinfeld. I think would be my other one.
Oh, it really, wasn't even
really really good.
I forgot about Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He was a good one.
Sure was.
Yeah.
Yep. I love Seinfeld. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Seinfeld, you should watch. Sure. Caesar, what's your question for us here tonight?
What's your favorite movie trilogy?
Okay, Jeff, go ahead.
Trilogy.
Yep, three films.
No, I know that's a tough one because all the ones I'm thinking of, all the ones that come up are more than three. Such as like
the well, it can be more than three if it's more than
The Land Before Time.
Oof, okay.
No, I'm just joking. Let me think about
it. I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of that movie franchise, to be honest. TBH. But
what's yours, Ozzy?
Mine goes Back to the Future. Slam Dunk. Yeah, definitely. I love those old school ones. Yeah.
That's
Or Turtles is also good. Turtles also, the 1, 2, and 3 are pretty good too. The Turtles franchise.
Yeah. I want to default to the best first two movies with the worst third movie ever. And that's okay. Oh my God. What's his face? With Brando. Oh my God. The Godfather. But number three was absolute horseshit. So yeah, I will agree with all of you.
Yeah.
Back to the Future.
I'm watching the first Godfather. I haven't seen two or three yet. I'm watching the first one.
Godfather 2 is almost as good as number 1. Number 3
Oh, really?
Is horrible. Okay. Oh my God, it's awful.
Dog shit. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Rambo's up there too.
All right. Rambo, yeah, definitely.
And Rocky. Yeah, and
Rocky.
Man, that's pretty good. Rocky has like 7 or 8 films. Sorry, the trilogy. It's like an anthology series.
it's like Fast and Furious too.
Just saying,
oh
they
God!
Have like a shit ton of like, why do they keep making movies? I don't get it. But
yeah, they should have stopped up too.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that definitely. Caesar, what's your favorite trilogy movie? Trilogy.
The Godfather, even though 3 was shit.
Oh. Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I like the first, I like at least the first 2 or 3 was just complete shit. So, yeah.
Yes.
Now,
that's my favorite trilogy. Favorite trilogy because of the first 2. Mainly.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones.
That is up. See, that's another one that was crossed.
That would be my mom's favorite trilogy, Indiana Jones.
But I haven't seen the newest. Have you seen the newest one?
I refuse to go.
No, I haven't seen the newer one.
I heard it was a very big letdown. I was going to see it. I haven't seen it yet. I wasn't a fan of the last one.
That's why I didn't want to see the other one.
And but you know the main ones, yes, they were absolutely amazing. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom Temple of Doom are just
my mom loves Harrison Ford, so yeah, she would watch.
There you go.
She would watch that all day, all night.
There you go. All right. And finally, this is from Brad and the podcast. Sports question. I'll ask the one to Caesar first. This is just for the current season as it is right now. So currently, who is the most overrated NFL team this season?
Most overrated NFL team this season?
Yeah.
Can't say Chiefs.
Chiefs, okay. All right. Jeff, who's your overrated team this year?
I'm thinking. I mean, I'm just the Bills are up there for me.
Oh yeah, they are.
I would like to say Kansas City, but they are winning.
I'm pretty. Yeah.
I could even make the argument for Philly in my own head. But I'm gonna say Bills in my opinion right now.
All right. Well, I agree with there, but my answer would be the Dolphins because they had 5 wins this year against teams under 500 this year. They lost games this year against winning teams, so I think they're just an overrated team. I have a really good offense with this, and they can't play against really good teams. That's my answer, is the Dolphins.
Good point. I didn't really think about it like that.
Yeah, I heard on DP this morning, DP show this morning, Best Show podcast, and they were talking about how they won against the Saints, the Bears, the Colts, the Patriots.
Yeah.
They lost to like
Denver.
They won against like those teams, but they lost to like the really elite teams, you know.
Mm-hmm. So it can't be elite teams apparently.
Right. They look good though, but they can't win the big ones. So, definitely.
Yep.
All right. Yep, definitely. All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming on the podcast. We'll talk to you guys next week with Brad back on the podcast next time.
All right. Sounds
have
good.
Have a good week, you guys.
Have a good week.
All right. You too. Yeah. All right, see ya.
See ya.